This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, November 3rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Administration ordered to figure out SNAP plan by today. China taking retaliatory tariffs off, U.S. says, and U.S.-EU pasta spat. SNAP funds in limbo as administration decides how to respond to judges' orders. A federal judge in Rhode Island has ordered USDA to use its Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Contingency Fund to make payments to the approximately 42 million Americans who lost SNAP benefits November 1st. U.S. District Judge John McConnell Jr. ruled from the bench Friday that the government must provide the benefits. Responding in a written order on Saturday to the government's request Friday to put his order in writing, McConnell said, quote, "There is no question that the congressionally approved contingency funds must be used now because of the shutdown," and noted that during President Donald Trump's first term, USDA had issued guidance, quote, "indicating that these contingency funds are available if SNAP funds lapse due to a government shutdown. Those funds would partially cover the approximately $8.6 billion needed to fund SNAP in November. President Trump posted on Truth Social Friday that the government would be seeking guidance from the court. "I ask the court to clarify how we can legally fund SNAP as soon as possible. If we are given the appropriate legal direction by the court, it'll be my honor to provide the funding." McConnell said about Trump's post that, quote, "the court greatly appreciates the president's quick and definitive response to his court order and desire to provide the necessary SNAP funding." He added the government, quote, "should, within its discretion, find the additional funds necessary beyond the contingency funds to fully fund the November SNAP payments." The judge said USDA can transfer money from its Section 32 commodity procurement program, which he said contained more than $23 billion as of October 8th. He left it to the government's discretion whether to fully fund SNAP, but also said the government needs to explain its funding plan today. Separately, a federal judge in Massachusetts came to the same conclusion as McConnell, but said she would allow the administration officials, quote, "to consider whether they will authorize at least reduce SNAP benefits for November and report back to the court today." In the meantime, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says SNAP is bloated and called on Democratic lawmakers to vote to end the shutdown. On Fox News yesterday, Rollins said USDA had uncovered thousands of instances of illegal use of EBT cards and that the department had moved 700,000 people off the SNAP rolls since President Trump took office. China to remove all retaliatory tariffs on U.S. ag, according to the White House. The White House Saturday issued a fact sheet on U.S. negotiations with China last week. It says China has agreed to lift all retaliatory tariffs on U.S. ag products imposed during Trump's second term. This includes tariffs on a vast swath of U.S. agriculture products: chicken, wheat, corn, cotton, sorghum, soybeans, pork, beef, aquatic products, fruits, vegetables, and dairy products, the fact sheet reads. China responded to new U.S. tariffs in March with a 20% retaliatory tariff on U.S. soybeans and other agricultural products, lifting those tariffs put U.S. soybean rates at the same level as Brazil's. In return, the U.S. said it would cut its 20% fentanyl tariffs on China to 10%. The fact sheet also clarifies China's soybean purchase commitments. It said China would buy 12 million tons in the last 2 months of 2025 and 25 million tons in 3 subsequent calendar years. Analysts warn, however, that logistics may not be in place to meet that 12 million ton target after several months of no sales. U.S. officials have been the only ones to detail the deal's contents. China has provided few specifics, particularly about agriculture. The Ministry of Commerce only says that the two sides agreed to expand agricultural trade. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Top EU trade official wades into pasta spat. European Commission's top trade official says he's raising European pasta makers' concerns with his U.S. counterparts. U.S. Commerce Department earlier this month accused two Italian pasta companies of selling products in the U.S. below market value. In response, it proposed more than 90% tariffs on EU pasta exports, in addition to the 15% baseline tariff rate on most EU products beginning in January. We believe that this decision, as it was reached, was not based on the full facts and figures, and we are doing our utmost to present this to them. That the word of EU Trade Commissioner Maroš Šiković from Rome on Friday. Šiković said she pressed the issue with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick last week. It is clearly something which is not acceptable, he added. Connecticut probe into rising grocery costs finds no evidence of price gouging. The Connecticut Attorney General's office, quote, cannot conclusively determine that grocery stores in the state have engaged in price gouging or illegal profiteering since 2020, the office chief counsel told food retailers late last week. Reporting on the initial results of the state's probe into rising food prices, Matthew Fitzsimmons said he'll now focus on, quote, other entities upstream of the distribution supply chain. His office will try to figure out why food prices, quote, have remained stubbornly high long after the end of the pandemic and determine whether potentially illegal activity is contributing to these high prices, he said in the letter. In a separate letter to state legislators, Fitzsimmons said grocery store data show that retailers continue to follow a low profit margin business model, generally see margins of between 1 and 3%. He also found that pandemic-related supply shocks led to contract disputes that forced grocers to find new suppliers, leading them in some cases to pay more for products to stock their shelves. Here's today's final word. He also understands now, if he didn't before, he does now, that look, American beef itself, the herds are down, the infrastructure needs some help. We've had drought over the last few years and the herd size is down. That Representative Ryan Zinke of Montana on the president's awareness of why beef prices are high. Zinke served as Interior Secretary during the first Trump administration. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, November 3rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.